בעזרת השם, תורה למד זין, חיפושי מוהר"ן, פר זין. We talked about the holy souls, spirits, that been kidnapped by the יצר הרע. רבי שמעון בר יוחאי said to his students, אנן וחביבות עתליה מילתא. Our relationship depends on the love that's going to be between us. Once when Rav Berland was giving classes in Ido Hanavi Street in Yeshivat Shuvu Banim, so every Shabbos, so Rav Shalom wasn't going every Shabbos to the class over there, at all not. And once one of the students asked him, Rav Shalom, why are you not going to the classes of Rav Berland? He said, because I'm receiving from Rav Berland in a different way. So he told him, in which way? So Rav Shalom answered to him, in a different way. You need to understand that that the relationship with the Rav, with the Tzaddik, depends in the love that you have to him. In that it depends. And kamayim apanim, and your face is going to be reflected in the face of your rabbi. You're going to see yourself. The rabbi, he purified his face very much. And when you look at him, you see yourself. He cleaned himself in a way, this is a righteous man, this is a holy rabbi. He cleaned himself in a way like that, that for you, he is your mirror. He's revealing to you your situation, your place. Your conclusions after a class are not the same conclusions like mine. My conclusions are not the same like our friends. Because every one of us receive hints from Hashem Yitbarach on himself, according to his abilities, to his spiritual level, to his needs. And we need to believe in that, that really, the rabbi, the righteous man, the tzaddik, will always going to be here for us, always. Why am I saying all of that? Breathe. We need to know. I, Bezrat Hashem, if it depends on me, will always going to keep on coming to teach you. Always. I love this place, this is my home. I will always come here. Always, no matter what. Rav Shalom told me, even if you're going to go and open a yeshiva of your own, please, I'm asking you, keep on coming to the yeshiva to teach. I told him, of course, it's my honor. I want to. This is the English program. It's my baby. It's something that I built with my own hands, with my heart, with thousands of hours of itbodedut on this program. The reason that all of us are sitting here together is because that I gave everything that I could to open a place for us. It's true that it's easy to forget because life are very pushy, and even I can forget it once in a while. You see so many things and you need to go, you need to this and that. But the truth is that it's all started from my Mesirut Nefesh, and it's always going to be like that. So just that you will know, also in my heart and also physically, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. Even now today, I'm coming to the yeshiva for 1 hour every day and less. Today I came at 12:05 and Rav Elchanan caught me to a conversation until now. So I'm sorry and apologizing. But Lemaise, we're always together. And even more than that physical aspect, it's a spiritual aspect. When Rav Shalom talked to me about the yeshiva and my connection to him and my connection to you all, so I told him, and I know it caused azudik dusha, holy brazenness, but I told him, Rav, their relationship with you is because of my relationship with you. And it's true that each and every one of you can go and knock at his door and talk to him about everything you want, and it can be that you even know him, Yaakov Bar Nachman knows Arav before I know Arav. So it's true that you have a lot with him, that Shmuel, he's got a relationship, a connection with Arav, from before that he knew me. He haven't heard about me. I wasn't existing in his life, and he already was very close to Rav. So each and every one of you can have a private connection, relationship with Rav Shalom without me. But everything that you do receive from me will always gonna go through me. And it doesn't mean that I own something. It just, this is the right way. This is how Hashem wants it to be. I have a certain merit, certain rachmanut on me, that Hashem gave me that ability to hand something so beautiful to each and every one of you. And so it calls honesty. It's emet. It's truth. This is how it is. You received it from me. So now we're going to appreciate each other forever. If you help me in something, I'm going to appreciate you on that forever. So our relationship, your relationship with the Rav, in a certain way, is depends in my relationship with the Rav. So, and it's always going to be like that. And it's good. And it's healthy. And it's wonderful. And this is the right way. Everything that I received from Rav Berland is coming from Rav Shalom. Everything that I received from Rabbeinu, I can go to Uman alone. I will always gonna go because Rav Shalom said to go. Nothing gonna change it. I will never gonna go to Uman from a different reason. It will always gonna stay that I received my love and my connection to Rabbeinu from Rav Shalom. If Rav Shalom wouldn't love Rabbeinu and admire Rabbeinu so much and talk about Rabbeinu with such passion and love and respect and mamash, taking seriously so much, so small, all every word of Rabbeinu and keeping it in Mesirut Nefesh, I wouldn't realize how great Rabbeinu is. I would never. Only from what that I received from Rav Shalom on Rabbeinu, I can understand the importance of getting closer to Rabbeinu. So now every step that I'm going to make to get closer to Rabbeinu will always going to come out from that effort that Rav Shalom done in his life to connect himself to Rabbeinu and to inherit it to me. So that's the real way. This is how it's supposed to be. And except of the physical aspect that we're talking about, that this is actually physically how that it happens, this is how the information flow from one to each other, there is a spiritual aspect. And that aspect is a lot more important, because there, when you become to be aware to your spiritual connection to your rabbi, you can receive from the pnimiut of your rabbi. When you're connected physically to a Rav, so you can see physically that a Rav is standing 1 hour Shmona Esre, that a Rav got long peot, that a Rav is flying to Uman, that a Rav is saying Tikkun HaKlali with his heart, he's saying Kriyat Shema one word after the other. It's all physically. And it's good and it's important. You need to learn how to behave, how to dress, how to act, there is a lot to learn from the physical aspect. But what is the body compared to the soul? What is the car compared to the driver? Who cares about the car after the accident? Who cares about the car? Sick people cares about the car. Sick. Oh, my car, my Chevy. He doesn't know what to do with himself. It's sick people. So the soul means the inner connection, means the spiritual bonding that you have with your rabbi can give you a lot more. And that depends in the love that you have to your rabbi. Not the love that your rabbi have to you. Because your rabbi loves you exactly like that he loves his wife, like that he loves his children, like that he loves his rabbi, like that he loves Hashem. Because for your rabbi, it's all one. Because your rabbi have faith, because you're counting on a righteous man. And if you're counting on a righteous man, you need to understand that that righteous man, he loves everyone. He just loves. This is who that he is. He loves. He loves. He loves. He loves everyone. He loves you, mamash, and it doesn't make his love to you lower than his love to someone else. It just you don't understand your love. This is the thing. Because that you love your wife more than you love your neighbor, so now you're insulted that he loves you like that he loves someone else. But only because you see things in layers, in levels. But for someone else that doesn't see it like that, And for him, everything is one, and he loves you like he loves Hashem, so you need to accept it as a huge compliment. If he loves you like he loves his wife, like he loves his children, so you know how important you are. If he can cry on each and every one of you, you remember how I cried in class when Eliyahu Goldman went to the United States? You remember how I cried? And from the moment that he came back to Eretz Israel, I spoke with him once in 3 months. Why? Because I don't love him? I do. I love him with all of my heart. But when he needs me, I'm there for him. When he doesn't need me, I pray on him generally with all of Am Israel. But I will always gonna be with him whenever he needs me. And this is the point of a tzaddik that each and every one of us can purchase. Because how I received it in the aspect that I received it from seeing Harav. That every time that I needed a Rav, he was there. He was there. He was there. In an amazing way, he was there. And there were days that I felt that he's not there. Hey, I need a Rav. Where is he? He's not available. You cannot reach him. He was there. He was there. He was there. His advice were there. His prayers were there. I received it. After 3 days when I met him, I realized that he was there also. That I had to go through those 3 days of darkness without my rabbi. I had to. Yosef found Yaakov only once in all of the years that he was there in Egypt. All of the rest, he had to stand up for himself. But in the peak of the crisis, in the lowest place of them all, you can say that, the peak of crisis? Yes, you can say. Okay. So it's you English. Can say it. It's English. It's yes. All backwards.
See omega.
You need to take your logic, bend it, crooked the result, and then you have it. Straight English. By the book. The queen gonna bow to you. A person needs to go through those times that he's all alone. Why? Because when you're all alone, this is the time that really you can bring a Rav to be with you. Because when you have a Rav, so you get used to him. If you will sit with a Rav all day long, it's going to damage you. Why it's going to damage you? Because you're going to disrespect him. You're not going to have the appreciation, you will not gonna admire him. You're gonna get used to it. You say, okay, a Rav is coming, a Rav is available, a Rav is coming. Okay, we can I can catch a Rav, I can talk to a Rav, and it's good. The Rav wants it, but the truth is that for you it's not good because you need to have respect to a Rav. So in those moments that you don't have a Rav and you need him, this is the moment that you build a vessel to understand the importance of a Rav. To understand how much he can help you. How much his advice is important. How much you cannot manage without his advice. How important he is. How wise he is. How holy he is. You realize the importance of the light from the time that you spend in the darkness. So this is what it means. That a Rav is with you also in the darkness. Because now in the darkness, he is building your connection, your relationship with him. And he knows exactly how to do it. He knows perfectly how to do it. He's got such love to each and every one of us. And I'm talking about every righteous man. Every holy righteous man. He's so pure. And the connection with him depends in you, not in him. Because he is there for you. You need to love him. You need to pray on your relationship, on your connection. You need to pray on that. When you're going to pray on that, you're going to be answered. And then you're going to find a Rav in your life a lot more than you can imagine. You can find him in Shalom Bayit. You can find him when you're eating. You can find him in every situation. You can find a Rav. You can find the righteous man, Mamash, walking with you step by step. You can find him. How many words of Torah, how many lessons we heard, how much information. But where is all of that information? You forgot it. Why you forgot it? Because you're not memorizing, you're not reviewing, you're not working. But if you're going to work on it, you're going to see that you already received advice from a Rav on everything in the world. Everything that you need, you already heard it. And it's true, Arav can give you more chidushim and more chidushim. Every time you're going to meet him, you're going to hear more chidushim and more chidushim. It's true, because he is mitchadesh and mitchadesh, he's getting better and higher and newer. Every moment of his life is growing and developing in a crazy speed that you cannot, it's beyond your reach, and you just can enjoy it once in a while. But the truth is that if you're going to connect yourself to him, and that's the secret of it, kashrut, wherever he is flying to, you're going to fly with him. Because you're connected to him. This is the secret of Hitkashrut. You're tying yourself to him, so when he is flying, you're flying with him. It's happening in your house, and you're flying. And you can sit with Likutei Halachot, and suddenly you're flying with the Likutei Halachot. And just remember, it's not because of you. It's your rabbi helps you to fly now. You sit and learn Likutei Halachot. Your rabbi is in the field. Your rabbi is being rebuked by his wife, no matter what. But you accept it with love now, and you're flying. You're flying, and you have inspiration in your life, and you find Hashem, and you see Hashem. Your rabbi is eating cupcakes now. This is what that brought you now to your success. You don't realize, you don't know what your rabbi can do with cupcakes. Things that you would never imagine that exist in that cupcake. For you, it's all empty. It's nothing. You don't see nothing. But there are spiritual sparks over there. There are spiritual sparks. Spiritual sparks. Amazing things. Amazing, amazing, amazing things. The righteous people are powerful in ways that you just mention your name to him. You give him a penny, a coin for charity, for tzedakah, for pidyon. You tell Arav, pray on me. If you just crossed his mind for a moment, the purification that you receive in that moment, that you crossed his mind, he just remembered you for a moment. You don't know what it makes in your life. You can never imagine. You can buy a house by that. You can buy a villa by that. You can fly to Uman. You can fly all of your family. Because he thought that he likes you. This is it. And he is so important to Hashem Yitbarach. And every thought of his counts, that when he thinks about you, you the fruits are falling into your basket. This is it. Just you're harvesting. And for, like I told you, that I asked Rav Shalom, on a student from the yeshiva, that he's here over 15 years, and he doesn't have children. And I asked Rav, how can it be? That person is meshamesh otcha, vozer lecha, helps you and doing things for you, and it's a straight person, an honest person, a kind person. Mamash, he's building the sukkah every year, and he's doing mysterious nefesh, and mamash, an amazing person. And how can it be that you haven't answered him yet? That you haven't helped him yet, Arav, to have children? I know that Arav is able to give children like that, to give child. He can do it. I know it. I saw it. He's got superpowers. And I asked him. Just that you will know, it all depends in how much you believe in him. If Arav tells you that something amazing is going to happen to you in 1 year, if you don't believe in it, it cannot happen. Probably it won't. But if you believe in it, even if you're not going to do no ishtadlut, nothing, you're going to receive it. Because it depends in your faith, like we said before. If your rabbi took it out from his mouth that it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Just don't ruin. Just don't spoil it with your kfirot, with the fact that you don't believe in your rabbi. Believe in him, you're going to be answered. Exactly like he told you. He told you in 3 months you're going to get married. In 3 months you're going to be married. You're going to be under the chuppah in 3 months. Just don't ruin. Just don't do nothing. Just sit and be quiet. Wait. You're going to see in the last day you're going to get married. Because I have said so. Because the Rav got power in his mouth. The tzaddikim, they're important. So I asked Rav Shalom, how can it be that that Avrech haven't been answered yet? How you haven't saved him yet? You haven't gave him a child. He said, if he's not coming to me and given even a small pidyon, Rav, when you ask him how much to give, Rav, he said, give how much that you want. Shekel, give a shekel. He's accepting. He doesn't care. He doesn't need your money. He doesn't care about your money. He wants you to give for you. So that he's going to have how to make pidyon. So he said, how can I help people that are not coming to me? If he will come once in a while, even with a small pidyon, I'm going to help him. I ran to that Avrech day after. I told him, listen, I told him, Arav answered to me, you need to go. He said, I don't like to bother Arav. I told him, I'm a shuga. You're crazy.
totally the fuck, screwed up. Mom, what's going on with you? You can receive a boy, you can have a baby. You and your wife are dying for 15 years. You're dying. She's a dead woman. Why not to go to Rav? Rav told you, he can help you. He told me yesterday, I was talking about you. It wasn't general conversation. He said, yes, Bezrat Hashem, need to get mitchazek on that point, Bezrat Hashem. Okay. I didn't talk to him about it anymore. You see that the person, he don't want, he doesn't need it. He's got his own issues in life. Okay. It depends in you. In what? How much you're going to love your God. How much you're going to pray on your connection to Him. To receive from Him. And then, even in every class, for an example, it doesn't have to be that you're going to sit with Him and learn with Him Likutei Halachot in the middle of the night and learn Zohar with Him. It doesn't have to be like that. That you're going to be with Him alone in Uman when He's going with the heathen righteous people. It doesn't have to be like that. It can be that you sit in class with 200 people with you, and the light that you receive in the class is totally different than anyone else in the class. And Rav is talking to you in a way that he's healing you in amazing ways that gonna take you forward, mamash. Gonna take you to places that, why it exists, really? I can reach those places? I can, be'emet? Yes. Yes, you can be answered on things that you cannot imagine that you can be answered. It all depends on you. How much you want. How much you want to be answered. How much you want to cancel sleep. Me, for 3 days, I think, I'm sleeping every day from 3:30 at night until 7. At 7, I'm waking up. It's 2 hours and a half, right? Three and a half. Sorry, I told you I haven't finished high school. 3:30, 7, 3:30. You're right. 3 hours and a half. And I'm functioning like nothing happened. And why? Because I have things to do. And I had to talk to a friend of mine until the middle of the night. And when I finished talking to him, I had to talk to someone else until 2. And when I came at 2, I realized that I haven't prayed Maariv. And I had to pray Maariv. So I prayed Maariv. And when I finished praying Maariv, I felt like drinking a cup of coffee. And then my baby woke up. And I had to go with him. And I had to do more things. And this is it. And this is how it came to be. 3:30. And at 7, I already had to wake up. Because you need to go to the mikveh. You need to pray shachrit. You need to do more things. And you see that you can work beyond nature. Because a normal person cannot sleep 3 hours and a half. It's not enough. For no one, it's not enough. So, how can it be? How am I functioning? Because I don't need to sleep. Because I don't want to sleep. Because I rather to sit and to talk to that person for 2 hours. It's better for me than to sleep. And with the other one that I met after, it was better for me to talk to him than to sleep. And this morning, I done tshuva on my conversation with them instead of eating my breakfast. And my wife, she's telling me, there is rolls of bread. You can sit, you can eat. And you choose to sit and to cry in front of your breakfast. So I told her, what can I do? I have things I need to do tshuva on. And I'm sitting and crying. And I'm sitting and crying. And I told her, I don't have no appetite. I cannot eat. And this is it. So in the 8th, I ate a little bit more from the bread that I'm going to have the ability to say Birkat Hamazon, because if not, I would finish with the motzi, and this is it. So I ate a little bit more bread and hummus, and this is how I finished, cup of tea, and this is it. And then you run. Immediately you go. Where are you going to? Where? What? To the yeshiva. And this is how Hashem is purifying you, and you function beyond nature. And if you think that I am telling you stories about myself, it's only because that I want you to understand. I am worse than each and every one of you, and you can believe me or not believe me. I don't care. It's the truth. Lemaise, bottom line, I'm coming from the same place that you are. I admired you. I was your student. I was watching you in television. I was America. How I wanted to be in New York. How I wanted to be in New York. Hell. Maz, I admired you that you were there. I admired you. You were my superstars. I wanted to be there. All of my childhood, I wanted to be there. America. Jacksonville. It's all imagination. So I'm coming from that place, and today I can testify, I can tell you the truth. I live in a different place, a different world. And it means for you. It means only for you. Only that each and every one of you can live in a different place. You already live in a different place, but you can be in a higher place and higher, and even on things that me myself is not thinking that they exist yet, they can be yours. I'm not your peak. I'm not something that you need to know that that's the end of it. No, it can be even better to each and every one of you. It all depends from Tsaraga, how much you're gonna sacrifice, how much you're gonna invest, and if you're gonna invest more, you're gonna achieve more. Someone told me, a friend of mine, that he saw Rav Ades praying in the slichot that they made here. He saw him praying, putting all of his power in every word of the tefillah. You think that Rav Ades is better than you? You're wrong. You can be higher than him. Just you need to want more than him. He want. So he's doing and he's achieving. And if you're going to want, you're going to achieve more. It depends on you. Thank you.